23 minutes to 10, and it's a sad day for sport, the passing of Richie Beno at 84 years of age. Greg Venom Denham has joined us, and we've been hearing from a number of our listeners as well, and a lot of SMSs coming through saying headlights on today would be a fantastic tribute to Richie Beno. Rodney Hogg, of course, is one of the greats of Australian cricket and is the SEN cricket expert who's been good enough to join us. G'day, Rodney.
G'day, Greg. How are you?
Good, Hoggy. You?
Rodney, when did you first meet Richie Beno?
When did I first meet him? Oh, probably about early 80s, I guess. Didn't have a lot to do with Richie, just hello very rarely at an airport. He came into a few team meetings. 84, when we were having trouble with the West Indies, he came in and tried to just counsel us a little bit and give us a bit of advice, but, you know, I followed him like everybody else. The head of TV, wasn't he? He's the face of TV. Well, face of Kerry Packer. You know, he didn't have much to do with TV in Australia before Kerry Packer, I don't think. I think he was on in England, in Adoyan in England, on TV, and then obviously TV. But I just remember the 1960-61 series against the West Indies when he and Frank Worrell, Sir Frank Worrell, I think it was, and why Richie Beno wasn't a sir, we'll never know. And I guess you now look at it and you think no cricketer deserves to be a sir. We had obviously Sir Donald Bradman, but no cricketer deserves to be a sir now in the fact that they didn't make Richie Beno a sir. But 60-61, when we played the West Indies and cricket was a little bit boring at the time, and he and Frank Worrell got together and we had the greatest series of all time. I think that's why Richie stamped. And when you look at, you'll be looking, and Mark Nicholls will be making comments, and when you know that Ian Chappell loved him, and Bill Laurie, Keith Stackpole, Bob Cowper, these sort of great cricketers of all time just idolised Richie, and that's where just a doyen of cricket, wasn't he?
Hoggy, did he actually have any enemies at all?
Well, he was such, he was like a prince, wasn't he? He never had a bad word to say. On TV, he could put something that happened into just a few words, and they were just brilliant words. He didn't rant and rave. He just was so respected. He always dressed so immaculate. When Keith Stackpole and people like that used to play golf with him, he'd be immaculate. And he had his golf clubs. He had an old pair of old golf clubs, an old car. just so perfectly kept that he was a man that lived in the past a little bit, but just a superb human, Richie.
I think that surprised a lot of us when he actually had that accident. He was driving, I think it was the old Sunbeam, which must have been about the only one on the road in the country. But for someone who, as you say, was so immaculate and delivered with such poise that, you know, he didn't go down the track of having the big flashy Mercedes. He liked to drive the Sunbeam.
Well, he aged, that's right. Someone said he passed, some people have said he passed out in that accident, but he aged, I remember, I don't know what age Richie is.
84, he passed away 84.
84, well, he was starting to become an old 84, and I mean, you get some young, I know 84s, we'd all love to get to 84, but I remember 2009, watching him walk, 2009 at Edgbaston, him walking, Headingley, walking out to the ground, and he was walking like a very old man in 2009. Obviously, Channel 9 kept him going, but I know it was hard work in the end for some of the people who were on commentary with him, because his concentration had disappeared a little bit. But, you know, just a doyen of television, and I know Channel 9 will be very disappointed or very upset.
I think also, Hoggy, that I'm just going from my own memory, but I reckon Richie was one of the first cricketers to do commercials. I think Keith Miller maybe did commercials for Brill Cream, but I can remember Richie, it might have been Gillette, and he'd do commercials, and one of the first cricketers to maybe put the collar up as well and also undo a couple of buttons in the front of his shirt.
Didn't that collar up? A lot of people have copied that, haven't they? Ian Chappell, I don't know if anybody... Richie had set a trend there, or he copied someone else. So I guess we all copy someone in some way, shape or form as we go along. But that's right. I guess that's because of... it may have been because of the sun beating down. I don't know. But, geez, and as you say, as a cricketer, just superb. And
that gets lost a bit, Hoggy, doesn't it, that he was a great test cricketer himself?
Oh, he's in the top four greatest all-rounders, probably... arguably our greatest captain, And the greatest personality of cricket. I mean, Bradman's the greatest cricketer, but Richie's probably the greatest personality of cricket, just the way he trendsetted his captaincy and then the way he played the game, just played it like a gentleman too. And probably when he finished in 1984, it might have been the end, and I suppose Ian, I don't want to be disrespectful to Ian, but probably the nasty... Even though Ian Chappell loved Richie Benno, I suppose the ugly Australian came along in about the 1970 era.
Hoggy, I reckon too, and I'm not sure of this, you might be able to help, but didn't he have a terrible shoulder injury towards the end of his campaign? You didn't hear much about it from things that I've read. He never complained about it, and I think he's gone on and taken many, many, many wickets with that injury.
Not sure on that, Greg. Not sure at all. Obviously, he started in 1952 and finished in 64, and that's about the length of a great cricketer, probably 12 years, and he's 248 wickets at an average of 27. And look, his batting average, I guess he started off in uncovered wickets, and he's only got an average of 24, and now you look at that now as an all-rounder, and you don't think much about it, but that's probably about where bowling all-rounders were in those days, around the mid-20s, so... I don't know about his shoulder, but certainly he had. And you compare Richie with Shane Warne, and there's no comparison in the sense that Shane was off a couple of paces and so quick with his shoulder and yet with his arm action, and Richie had quite a reasonable run-up for a leg spin. I think there was a man called Bill O'Reilly who ran in like a medium pacer, was considered a leg spinner, and Richie was probably in the same mould as him, probably ran in the distance of probably a medium pacer in district cricket, which he ran quite a distance for his leg breaks, but certainly different to Shane. I would say it'd be very, very sad times for Shane, and the fact that Richie was able to commentate on Shane's first, and he loved Shane because of Shane brought leg spin back to test cricket, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And he just simply said he's done it. And he probably said that with a great deal of pride. Hoggy, always great to catch up on this sad day. So sad day for all those. And just one final word on Richie. Australia never lost a series when Benno was in charge. That was, to his aggressive leadership. He also... He was in charge for 28 games, which was a record when he retired as captain, and he was the country's first skipper to win a series in Pakistan, but never lost a series when Benno was in charge. So, Hoggy, lots to talk about. I know you'll catch up with a lot of your mates today and have a great chat about the great man, Richie Benno.
See you, KB.
Cheers, pal.
Rodney Hogg, we'll take a break.